am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry, how he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priests could lawfully eat, ate of it and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There was this story of a priest who, when he realized that the members of the church community, they go to mass late all the time. So the priest frowned at that, and they had a deal that the coming Sunday, that if you are late, you'll be locked out. That was the deal. So that very fateful day, the priest woke up on time, prepared, and he was supposed to get to the church on time. But as he was driving, there was an accident that occurred just right before him, but not his own car, but someone. And those people were very helpless. Then the priest stopped and called 911. So he had to wait until the paramedics arrived. While he was waiting, the time was gone, but he waited until they came. So after that, he now continued his journey to the church. On getting to the entrance, the church was locked. So what the people did was, when they waited for the priest, they couldn't, see him. They locked the church, so they locked him out. So when the priest came and started knocking, they said, "Oh, but you told us to come early, and you came late. That's why we locked the church." So the priest had to explain to them. But afterwards, the rest became a story. The point is this, my dear friends in Christ. Any law that is not geared towards life is not necessary. Life is very important. And law is a deterrent. Law is not an end in itself. Rather, law is a means to an end. We saw in the gospel today how the Pharisees were complaining because the disciples of Jesus, they were picking grain on a Sabbath. And they did that because they were hungry. They had to sustain themselves, because it is only the living that can praise the Lord. So when they were hungry, they had to pick something and eat. And the Pharisees were complaining, "Oh, why must you do this on a Sabbath?" But they forgot that the Sabbath is made for man. The essence of that law is for us to have a relationship with God, and not just mere observance of the law without meaning. So, my dear friends in Christ, today, this gospel reminds us the importance of prioritizing life. Any law that is against life doesn't make sense. Because the essence of a law is to preserve life, is to have a deeper relationship with God. Now, the Pharisees who were complaining, for them, the interest is just observance of that law, but not having a deeper relationship with God. So that is what Jesus is telling us today. That any law or any ritual that does not lead us to have this relationship with God, we have to think about it. We have to prioritize that relationship. So let us pray in this Mass today that God will give us the grace to always understand the teachings of Jesus. Please may we rise.